Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, Football Friday here, of course, as the Patriots and the Titans get going, 7:15. Of course, pregame coverage, that's right, pregame at 11 a.m. Central Time, 8 hours of coverage for you right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Also got a couple of tickets to the Preds game coming up we're going to give away as well. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Munson producing, and we go up to Boston to talk behind enemy lines, of course, with Mike Petralia covering the New England Patriots. And Mike, let me ask you just first and foremost, is it possible for the New England Patriots to actually play the disrespect card in a playoff game?
Inside that locker room, I would say definitely, because I think everybody inside that locker room feels that everybody on the outside thinks the game against the Dolphins is the red flag that indicates the end of the dynasty. And I actually think there's some truth to that, but they're going to play that card hard. And, you know, Kyle Van Noy, you know, just 2 days after that loss, a horrible loss, said that the revenge tour begins now. And he looks at the game against the Titans as revenge for what happened last year in Nashville. And, you know, if things break right for the Patriots, then they get a chance to beat the Chiefs, who they lost to in the regular season, and obviously potentially beat the Ravens. So inside the locker room, it's all about the revenge tour, according to Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, I look at this game, and I know, you know, the you know what's being said is Tennessee, because of the way they have been playing, if you're going to play New England any time, it's to play them now, because it seems like you know, they are not as crisp on offense as they have been over the last decade. I think they, you know, when they play Miami, Miami just plays them a little bit different for some strange reason. Miami has won 2 out of the last 3 meetings. And when you play a divisional game, it's just a little bit different rather than playing the conference or another conference. What is going on with that offense? Because the defense has played well. I know they've had some hiccups up lately, but for the most part, this is the number one defense in the National Football League. But what is going on with the offense? Is it just not having Gronk that's really the problem?
I think that's a big part of it, Derek. They have not been able to establish a running game like they did last year. If you recall, last year they were 9-5. Mm-hmm. Heading into games, home games against the Bills and the Jets. They found their running game mojo with James Devlin, their fullback, who got injured this year. They don't have him either. And between Devlin and Gronk providing a good point of attack at the line of scrimmage, they were able to run the ball. They have not really been able to do that consistently. You've seen a little bit of Sony Michel the last couple of weeks in spurts, but he hasn't been able to take over games. He hasn't been allowed to take over games. And it's almost as if they don't believe that they can really run the ball when they need to run the ball. And that's the big difference between last year at this time and this year, I would say, is the Patriots don't have that kind of rhythm on offense and don't have that rhythm in the running game. And when you don't have a rhythm in the running game, it's a lot easier. It's never easy, but it's significantly more efficient defending Tom Brady. And certainly when you don't have Rob Gronkowski in the passing attack, that also takes away a weapon and allows teams to much more easily double-team Julian Edelman, which was certainly the case on Sunday against the Dolphins. And I want to know what's happened to James White. He only got, I think, 6 touches in the loss to Miami. That can't happen on Saturday night if you're a Patriots fan. He's got to touch the ball between 10 and 15, maybe as many as 18 times if the Patriots offense is going to get in rhythm.
I mean, it's interesting you say that and bring that up about James White, because it feels like teams have figured out as long as you don't use a linebacker to cover him, you know, you use a defensive back, which again causes problems elsewhere. As long as you use a defensive back to cover him and then you double Julian Edelman, it feels like that is the formula. Does that sound right to you?
That's exactly what the Dolphins did last week, and the Patriots just weren't able to make plays, haven't been able to make plays on the perimeter. And if you go back and watch the film, Tom Brady, over his career, has been very accurate outside the numbers and has shown the ability to, you know, throw with a lot of great touch outside the numbers. Well, the Dolphins made him throw outside the numbers on Sunday, and he wasn't very effective. And certainly in the first half, he struggled. And I mean, anybody who watches the film knows that whether or not he's hurt or he's just off his game, he was not effective throwing outside. And I'm curious, you know, Mike Vrabel knows Tom Brady and has studied the film as well as anybody. And I'm curious to see how much of Miami's defensive game plan he employs on Saturday night.
Now, looking at this defense, and I mentioned they are statistically they are the best defense in the National Football League. And for one point in time, it was, you know, playing against that defense, it was if you get a first down, that was an accomplishment in itself. As of lately, they've kind of not played up to their standard. And everyone looks at what Miami did, in particular Devontae Parker did against Seymour. And I look at it and I say, yeah, he had some catches, but as a whole, Gilmore did a really good job. What is being said about that defense there in New England?
The Patriots have shown us or have revealed themselves susceptible to plays over the middle, which is ironic because that's what the Patriots offense, all of those rub routes and those pick routes that free up Edelman over the middle and Gronk over the years over the middle, that's the way teams have been attacking the Patriots defense. And the linebackers, the play of the linebacking crew has slipped a little bit. And, you know, whether it's been teams like Houston and Kansas City isolating the Patriots linebackers and coverage in the short passing game, or whether it's been, you know, getting receivers down the seam, the Patriots have been able, the opponents have been able to attack the Patriots defense over the middle. You certainly saw that on Sunday with the Dolphins. I mean, there were, like you mentioned, Derek, there were a couple of passes where Devontae Parker went up and just high-pointed the ball and got it away from Gilmore. But for the most part, on that last drive, when they went 75 yards in 3.5 minutes, when they were down 4 points and needed a touchdown, they were attacking over the middle.
Well, and it seems like Stephon Gilmore will be on A.J. Brown. What is the strategy and what's been the conversation around the facility and amongst media as it pertains to Derrick Henry? Clearly they rested him in week 16 in an effort to get him healthy. It clearly worked in week 17. He's leading the NFL in rushing. What is the strategy? Because it's not like the defense has been great. So if we're going to put Gilmore on Brown, A.J. Brown, and say, go take care of him, you know, you just mentioned a few areas where they could take advantage over the middle, down the seam, isolating linebackers. What about the running game?
Well, I would say the Patriots match up pretty well in this regard because of the seasons of Lawrence Guy and Danny Shelton. Those guys have been very, very good at stopping the run. Adam Butler has turned into a real dependable three-down lineman for the Patriots. Early in the season, when the Patriots defense was playing its best football, they were holding teams to 2 and 3 yards on first and second down. That hasn't been the case so much in the second half of the season, and I wonder, and I asked Brett Bielema, the Patriots defensive coach, on Tuesday about that, and he said, look, we believe our guys are rested enough and the rotations that we're throwing in there in terms of our defensive line rotations are going to help us be at our best Saturday night.
Mike Petraglia joining us here covering the New England Patriots. And listen, I know that the Titans have not fared well going up to New England basically ever in the history of their organization. I think the Oilers might have won there like once back in like the 60s or something. But outside of that, but this does feel like a gettable game for them because of how they're playing and how New England's playing. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if New England won by 30. So what is your final guess? I hate predictions, but I got to ask.
I actually like the Titans. If they play like they did and establish a point of attack at the line of scrimmage and just try to play physical with the Patriots and show them early on they're going to win the line of scrimmage, I just like the way the Titans are playing and their matchups. They have big guys. All of the weapons that the Titans have are physically strong, tall, big offensive players. And if you're going to beat the Patriots, that's the way you do it. And you go mano a mano. And I think the biggest advantage that the Titans have coming into this game is Mike Vrabel. He knows what is going on. We started this interview about the conversation in the Patriot locker room. He knows all of that. He's going to tell the Titans, here's what you're up against, and here's how you're going to counter the crowd, the noise, the distraction, all of that early in that game. The way to do it is to physically beat the Patriots at the line of scrimmage. And I think, assuming that the Titans don't turn the ball over, I think they've got a very good chance of winning.
Well, playoff games are a gift. Enjoy them. Follow him on Twitter, at Trags, T-R-A-G-S. Mike Petralia, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Should be a fun one.
Absolutely. Yep. Listen to that, Derek.
There's not a lot. This is the first time, and we've talked to New England media before, last year, year before, whatever. And this is the first time that I've heard where media members have not been optimistic.
I think more about the Patriots. I think more of the casual media fan, everybody, is more bullish on the Titans than I can ever remember in a matchup
like this.
I'm not sure that bodes well for the Titans. They like to play the role of upset, you know, underdog. That generally suits them better. I personally enjoy it when my teams are in the role of underdog. It feels like there's less pressure. You can play freer. But there's a lot of individual matchup stuff there that he talked about. And I want to get into that with you, Derek, when we come back, because I think those are some of the critical keys. Pass rush on Tom Brady. How do you attack the Patriots defense over the middle, down the seam, isolating linebackers? He brought up a lot of stuff there. And how do you attack James White and Julian Edelman? He also gave us some information there. So we'll recap all of that with what Mike just had to say there. A lot of intrigue. So we'll get into some of the games within the game before we make final picks. Titans, Patriots, Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.